And so he said, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be what? Open. And ye shall be as gods. And she thought that was really something really important. Ye shall be as God. Didn't know she was already as God, because God just had made them in his image, after the likeness, and they didn't need no kind of improvement from the devil, nobody else, because they were made just like God. And did you think God made an imperfect being? See how the enemy will deceive you when you don't know? And this is what got us in all this trouble. Let's go on. You shall be as what? God. Eyes shall be open, you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Keep going. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for what? Food. That it was pleasant to the eyes. She had been in that garden all that time, never looked at the tree. So I suppose, this is my theory now, you don't have to take it. When she got to that tree, she went around like this. She backed around, she never looked at it. I wonder where she get that from. Well, her husband Adam had told her, woman, don't you go in that garden, you stay away from that tree, don't you even look at it. But when she saw, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit. Now here's what got me. Thereof, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And I said, what happened? Adam had gone out there somewhere. Eve wandered away from him. Satan came up to her and caught her out there by herself and deceived her. And Adam wasn't there to protect her. But let's see what the scripture says. That was my theory. See, let me see if I'm right with the scripture. When he saw that the fruit was desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And gave also unto her husband when she found him where he had wandered off. Oh, he was right there with her and didn't say a word? He was right there with her? Thank y'all for helping me out, because I had it wrong. I thought she got out there by herself. So husband, you have to know how to protect your wife. And gave it to her husband with her, and he did eat. Well, Why did he do all that? I'm not going to go into that, because I got too much other to cover. We have to come back some other time and work on that part. But he did eat. And that's what got us in trouble. Because Do you know what his eating did and what happened? You know what happened? By him obeying Satan, because Satan says it's all right to eat, right? And God said not to eat. What happened when he did that? He changed Lord. He left God and he joined Satan. And Satan became the God of this world. The whole, because from one blood came all nations. And this whole world was now under the leadership, rulership, ownership, or control of Satan. Not owner, but control. This whole world. And then you have somebody to say, and God gave that dominion to man. Adam gave it to Satan. And when he did, Adam became like Satan. How was that? He was separated from God. And anytime you are what? Separated from God, you are what? Dead. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. You're dead. God created man for his glory. The Bible says he created in his image after his likeness. I want y'all to listen to me now. Because I'm about to tell you why crucifixion. Why did Christ die? Why was there a crucifixion? Man was created by God to rule this earth. Period. Now we got an outlaw. Now we have an enemy. Now this enemy has come between God and man. What God created for glory and beauty and joy and peace to fill the earth with all of his goodness, now it's being filled with violence, evil, wickedness, ungodliness, torture, pain, suffering, destruction, poverty. And God get accused of all these wars and all these storms, all these tornadoes and all these disasters. God get accused of that's happening. And the Bible said God is good. Now let me ask you a question. In all of that, is that good? Have you ever seen a good tornado? But God get accused of doing that. She was quiet in here. But sin had entered man's paradise. Sin had entered the world God created for man to live like him. There was nothing missing. There was nothing broken. There was nothing out of order. There was nothing out of place. Everything was perfect for man. Because God, a perfect God, created a perfect man. And put him in a perfect world. But here come an outlaw that tried to take over heaven one time. Notice what I say, he tried. He tried to take over heaven one time. But Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, I beheld Satan falling like lightning. That's how fast he got kicked out. And God had told Adam what to do, and he could, if Adam had obeyed, Satan would have never been able to enter into this earth realm because he had no legal right. Are y'all following me? He had no legal right. The only creatures that has a legal right to be in this earth planet were those that were born into it, and they was to come through Adam descendants. All the creatures, animal that God made, he made them what? Productive. Everything, he made them, then everything after them had to be born. Come on. Why crucifixion? This man that God had created. This man that God so loved. This man that had been made in the image of God. That God was going to blossom and pour his blessing. Matter of fact, had released his blessing on him so this man could blossom and grow and increase and fill the earth and affect the galaxies and all the creation of God, that this earth was glowing with the goodness of God. So a man looked like God, walked like God, talked like God, had the life of God in him. But now he's dead. He's dead. What you mean? He's violent. He's full of evil.